The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 20, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 4th, 2010, in Šiauliai, Lithuania.
So I'm very happy to be back here in Šiauliai, Lithuania. It was a big surprise to see so many devotees from Kaunas also have come in. Very nice. Who's our translator?
Montas labai džiaugiasi ir vėl čiukės iš jogus ir pamatęs tiek daug atsidavusių čia.
So today we're speaking something from the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter number 5. Text number 20. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya. Na prahrishyat priyang prapya. Nodvijat prapya cha priyam. Stirabudhira sammudho. Brahmavid Brahmanistita. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. A person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant, nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is already situated in transcendence. Purport. The symptoms of the self-realized person are given herein. The first symptom is that he is not illusioned by the false identification of the body with his true self. He knows perfectly well that he is not this body, but is the fragmental portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is therefore not joyful in achieving something, nor does he lament in losing anything which is related to his body. This steadiness of mind is called sthira buddhi, or self-intelligence. He is therefore never bewildered by mistaking the gross body for the soul, nor does he accept the body as permanent and disregard the existence of a soul. This knowledge elevates him to the station of knowing the complete science of the absolute truth, namely, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. He thus knows his constitutional position perfectly well, without falsely trying to become one with the Supreme in all respects. This is called Brahman realization or self-realization. Such steady consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam tam sajiva sadaita sabaduta parijana saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So this verse is very significant verse. How to become happy in Krishna consciousness. So someone may say, I would like to be happy, but I'm not interested in Krishna consciousness. They may say that, well, you Hare Krishna people, you find your happiness in Krishna consciousness. But I find my happiness somewhere else. And that Hare Krishna happiness is okay for you. But I'm finding better happiness somewhere else than in Hare Krishna. So, are we Hare Krishna people making a mistake then? Are we Hare Krishna people making a mistake by being Krishna conscious?
Ar mes, Hare Krishna žmonės, darom klaidą, būdami Hare Krishna?
Is there some other way we can get better happiness than Krishna consciousness?
Ar yra būdų, kaip ras geresnė laimė?
You know, maybe make some money or, you know, have, I don't know, would anybody have any ideas? Is there any other way to be more happy than Krishna consciousness?
Gal pinigų, ar gal dar kažkas turi kokių geresnių minčių, kaip būt laimingesniam be Krishna sąmonės?
If there is, I'd like to hear about it.
Because
I was looking for the highest happiness, you see. And I, in the whole world, I couldn't find anything better than this. If you can show me something better than Krishna consciousness, I'll give it up and do that instead. Can anybody show me something better than Krishna consciousness? So how do we analyze what's better, you see? One way is what gives you instant pleasure, you see. It's like somebody, they may, you know, smoke a cigarette or drink some liquor or have sex. They get some quick pleasure, you see. But how long does that pleasure last? A few minutes. And then it's back to the same old misery again, you see. So that kind of happiness, temporary happiness, it has very little value. Even though you can get some quick sense gratification out of it. But just imagine a happiness that even though it may not give you that big rush of pleasure, you know, that it gives you permanent, ever-increasing happiness for all of eternity. And by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it can also give you that quick rush of pleasure also in the kirtan. Taking prasadam. Actually, if we enter into the mood of bhakti, and we can get intense pleasure right now, you see. You don't have to wait to go back to Godhead to taste sweet, sweet nectar. So the point is, if you do bhakti correctly, you will get intense pleasure right now, which is better than the so-called intense pleasure of sense gratification. And that pleasure will increase, 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 increase. So if you, a devotee enjoys more now and he enjoys more in the future. The non-devotee doesn't get any real happiness. He just thinks that he's happy. It is called Maya Sukaya. Illusory happiness. There's no happiness in sense gratification. Why is there no happiness in sense gratification? Because we are not the body. It's common sense. Am I this chatter? No, I'm not this chatter. So if you give me a big bowl of strawberry ice cream, you see, and I dip my chatter in the ice cream, can I get any pleasure? No. If I want to enjoy the ice cream, then I should have to put the strawberry ice cream in the mouth. Then I will enjoy. Actually, it happens. One of the Matajis in Riga made me some strawberry ice cream, and I had some last night. But I didn't think, oh, to put my chatter in the strawberry ice cream. I thought to put the strawberry ice cream in my mouth, you see. So, if you try to give pleasure to that which is not you, you cannot enjoy. But if you give pleasure to that which is actually you, then you will enjoy. So, material sense gratification is simply for the body. The gross body and also the subtle body as well, which is composed of mind, intelligence, and false ego. So neither the gross body nor the subtle body is the actual self. Neither of them is. So no matter how much ice cream you may get with the chatter, you see, you cannot be satisfied. No matter how much gross sense gratification you give to the gross body, and how much subtle sense gratification you give to the subtle body, it will never satisfy you. Because of the simple reality that it's not you. Why waste your time and energy trying to satisfy that which is not you? Which is simply a dead machine, that's all. Your body is a dead machine, just like a car. Is a car a living being? No, it's simply a machine. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, this body is also a machine, yantra. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridayeshat natishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in the heart of all living beings, O Arjuna. And is thus directing the wanderings of all living beings who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Bhagavad Gita, 18th, chapter 18, text 61.
Aukščiausias viešpas ir visų širdyse Arjuna. Jis nurodė klajonių kelius visoms gyvoms esybėms, kurios tūno kūne, tarytų mašinoje, pagamintoje iš materialios energijos.
Let's see. Masinodje. Same like it, yeah, I can see. Machine, and in Lithuanian you say?
Masinia.
Mašina. Yeah, same thing. So this body is simply mašina.
Tas kūnas paprasčiausia mašina.
It's simply a dead machine.
Negyva mašina.
So how much pleasure you can get by, you know, if you feed a lot, if you get a big plate of bishanam, you go in and give it to your car, will you be happy?
Kiek džiaugsmo gausit, jei paimsit pilną lėkštę prasadų ir nešit ją savo mašiną, būsit laimingi.
Can your car enjoy the bishanam?
Ar jūsų mašina gali mėgautis prasadų?
No, so any trying to gratify our senses is doesn't make any sense. You should simply take whatever gratification is necessary to keep yourself, your body fit, that's all. To stay healthy. And the balance of your energy should go into cultivating Krishna consciousness. Reviving the lost connection with Krishna. Krishna is the reservoir of unlimited pleasure. He's the source of unlimited happiness. So all we have to do is reconnect with Krishna. Who is the source of our existence. In other words, connecting with Krishna is the most logical, sensible thing you could ever do. Why is that? Because Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matak sarvam pravartate. I am the source of everyone and everything. Everything is coming from me. So that means just like the sun is emanating its sunshine all over the universe. You are an emanation from Krishna. Every one of you sitting in this room here today, and everyone all over Sholay and all over Lithuania and all over the whole universe, they are all the emanations of Krishna. Krishna is the origin of your existence. So, to connect with your origin, that is the most logical and sensible thing you can do. And to disconnect from your origin, that's insanity. The whole world civilization we're in right now is a disconnected civilization. They are not connected with the source of their existence. Therefore, in spite of all technological advancement, the iPod, now they have the iPad. It's the latest thing. It just came out a few days ago, the iPad. In spite of all these technological advancements, nobody can be happy. Because people are not connected with the origin of their existence. It's so easy to reconnect. Krishna has made it so easy. Golokera prema dhana hari nama sankirtana. This Hare Krishna mantra has been directly imported to this material world from Goloka Vrindavan. So all you have to do to reconnect with the very origin of your existence is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And all of your anxieties will go away. You'll be swimming in an ocean of bliss. Nothing will ever disturb you ever again. All you have to do is stay connected with Krishna. By always remembering Him. And the easiest way to remember Him is to always chant His name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Dabar galiu paklausti, ar yra klausimų.
Vyras Montis minėjo, kad mes esame nekūnė, bet mes kol esame sąlygoti, nu, kaip pavyzdį duosiu. Aš žmogus įsipėmą pirštą, jis jiems skūdo. Tik čia suprasti.
How to understand that we are not our bodies, but still we feel pain of our body.
Just like if you're driving a car, and you notice that the gasoline gauge is down to empty. And you go, oh no, I'm out of gas. But are you out of gas? No, your car's out of gas, not you. But you foolishly identify, oh no, I am out of gas. You see? So in the same way, you foolishly think that as you are suffering when the body is suffering. You are not suffering. It's just the body. It's just your covering. So you have to remember, you have to hear from Guru, Sadhus and Shastra that you are not the body. That you have nothing to do with the pains and pleasures of your body. In this way you detach yourself from those pains and pleasures, you see. By proper philosophical understanding and by attaching yourself to Krishna, the reservoir of unlimited happiness. In this way, you see, if you don't connect with Krishna, then you must connect with your body. Our nature is to always be connected. So if you're not connected with Krishna, you must connect with your body. But if you will connect with Krishna, then you can easily disconnect yourself from your body even while you use it in Krishna's service. Any other question?
What does it mean, always chant? How it looks practically?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way, if you keep chanting, then you'll always be chanting.
Aš paklausiu, ką reiškia nuolat kartuoti šventus vardus ir mokės parodė, sako, tokiu būdu, jeigu jūs taip tęsit, tai reikšt nuolat kartuoti šventus vardus.
But Prabhupada explains that chanting also means taking prasadam.
Prabhupada paaiškina, kad kartuojimas reiškia lygiai taip pat ir
Any activity which glorifies Krishna, that is also kirtan. You can be making a flower garland. You can be sweeping the floor in the temple. Or you make your home into an ashram by putting Krishna's pictures everywhere and offering all of your food to Krishna. In this way, even by cleaning your own home, you're chanting Hare Krishna. So, in so many ways, by hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, singing in the kirtan, cooking for Krishna, cleaning for Krishna, in all these ways we are chanting Hare Krishna.
Begali būdų, klausant apie Krishna, kartuojant apie Krishna, ruošant Krishna maistą, ar atliekant kitą veiklą susijusią su Krishna, mes kartu.
Even you can go to your job and offer the fruits of your work to Krishna, and then your job will also be chanting Hare Krishna.
Net jeigu einate į darbą ir savo darbo rezultatus aukojate Krishna, tai jūsų darbas yra Hare Krishna kartuojant.
So in this way, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. But you must audibly chant at least 16 times around the beads every day if you want to become initiated. And everybody should aspire for diksha, initiation. Why? Because initiation means ticket.
Nes iniciacija reiškia bilietas.
Ticket back to Goloka Vrindavan. Now I have my ticket.
Bilietas į Goloka Vrindavan. Aš turiu savo bilietą.
When you get initiated, Gurudev, Guru Maharaj will give you a ticket back to Goloka Vrindavan.
Jeigu būsite inicijuoti, Guru Maharaj duos jums bilietą į Goloka Vrindavan.
Not only do you get ticket, you also get visa and passport. You have everything, all requirements for going back to Godhead. Visa, passport and ticket, everything. Reservation also. Everything.
Right there.
So everyone should qualify for diksha. So you have ticket, visa and passport to Golok. Any other questions?
How we should remember Krishna when we chanting?
Remember him as the most merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has appeared in the form of his name to deliver you from all of your misery.
Prisiminti kaip patį maloningiausią aukščiausią Dievo asmenį, kuris apsireiškė šventuoju vardu, kad jūs išlaisvintų.
That Krishna has so kindly come, Nama Avatar.
Krishna taip maloningai atėjo kaip Nama Avataras.
Just by absorbing myself in the sound of his name, I will become delivered.
Tiesiog pasinerdamas į švento vardo garsą.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Does that answer your question? The question was answered?
Then I'm chanting, so which form of Krishna I should remember? So he should remember the name.
The name itself is form.
What's vardas yra forma?
Name is not formless.
Vardas nėra beformis.
It is called Nama Rupa.
Tai vadinama Nama Rupa.
Krishna, the name itself is a form of Krishna. So you should meditate, you should absorb yourself in Nama Rupa, the form of the name. Krishna's form, the threefold bending form of Shama Sundar, is fully present in Nama Rupa. The threefold bending form, Shama Sundar, threefold, three means three, he's that Tribhanga. That form of Krishna, the bending form of Krishna, it is fully present. Shama Sundar form is there in the Nam.
Shama Sundar's form is there in the Nam. Shama Sundar's form is there in the Nam.
So when you chant Hare Krishna, you're meditating on Shyam Sundar, the original form of Krishna. Because that form, Shyam Sundar form, is fully there in the name of Krishna. Does that answer your question? Are you satisfied? Yes? He's satisfied?
Yes, he said yes.
All right. Hari Bol Ananda.
It's not a question.
It's not a question. I see.
You just read that Prabhupada said that devotee always is very anxious to see any form of Krishna.
Yeah.
That's it.
Very good. That's true.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Sako, kad reikia tiesiog klausytis į Hare Krishna mantrą, bet ir apie nieką negalvoti. Tai kaip tai suderinti? Ta prasme, ar reikia galvoti, ta prasme, apie Krishna, tam apie devybės, apie Nitya Gaurachandra, pavyzdžiui, ar tik tai klausytis?
Then I'm chanting, should I only listen the name or I should also think about Krishna?
Actually, if you focus on the name, then everything else will automatically come.
Iš tikrųjų, jeigu koncentruosies į šventą vardą, tai visa kita automatiškai ateis.
It's not that you have to put your consciousness somewhere else while you're chanting on the on some form of Krishna, some pastime of Krishna. It's not necessary.
Kai kartuoji šventą vardą, nėra būtina savo sąmonę kažkur kitur dėti kažkokią formą, kažkokį pavidalą. Būtent iš
to meditate, you know, on Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill while I'm chanting my rounds, or meditate on Krishna's flute or something like that. It's not necessary. If you just focus on the name 100% on Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Then all the forms of Krishna will become manifest in that name. All the pastimes of Krishna become manifest in that name. You will experience everything about Krishna simply in that name. If you become perfect in chanting the name, Krishna will personally come and reveal himself to you. You will see Krishna standing in front of you, face to face. Simply become perfect in chanting the name, and then Krishna will personally reveal himself to you. So then you can meditate on whatever form appears in front of you. Next question.
Įspūdžiai, tos samsaros giliai širdį sėdė. Ir vat, tą samsarą aš esu besitenkinantis, taip? Dabar mes keičiam savo programą, aš esu tarnas Krišnos. Ir tai yra labai sudėtinga, ta prasme, tos samsaros jūs vis tiek lengda lauti. Ir vat, kaip pastoviai kartuoti Hare Krišnos, jisai nenori, jisai nori patenkintis nepriklausomai. Vat, toks tas dualizmas, tokia kova pastovė.
Čia klausimas.
Kaip laimėta kova? Kaip pažinti protą, kad ta mantra?
So many birds we was living in this material world and have many material samskaras, so our mind just want to enjoy. And now we should change our thinking to become servants, but our minds don't want to become servants. So how to win this battle?
How does the parent train a child?
Kaip vaikai auklėja protą? Kaip tėvai auklėja vaikus?
By good instructions.
Duodami gerus nurodymus.
So you have to understand the reality from the scriptures, from the sadhus, from gurus.
Reikia suprasti realybę iš guru sadhu šastro.
You have to understand what is the reality.
Suprask, kokia yra realybė.
And train your mind how to think in terms of the what's actually true, not what's false.
Ir ištreniruoti tokiu būdu protą, kad jis galvotų taip, kas yra teisinga, o ne tai, kas nėra teisinga.
Every time the mind starts thinking in improper ways, you have to correct your mind.
Kai tik jūsų protas pradeda galvoti neteisingai, jūs jį turite pataisyti.
This is why Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, when you get up in the morning, you should beat your mind with shoes 100 times.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati siūlo, kad kai jūs atsikeliat ryte, reiktų mušti savo protą 100 kartų.
And then in the evening time, you beat with broom 100 times.
Su batu, o vakare 100 kartų su šluota.
So you have to train your mind.
Kad reikia ištreniruoti savo protą.
The mind may want to think about some pretty girl, you see.
Kai tik protas pradeda galvoti apie gražią merginą.
You just say, you foolish mind, why are you wasting your time meditating on sex life? Come back to Krishna. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam ashtaram tatas tatam nayam yaitad atmam yeva vishamnaya. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. That's Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, text number... Try 26 and see if that's it.
Kad ir kur protas nubėgtų dėl savo nepastovios prigimties, reikia grąžinti atgal prie Krišnos.
Is that it? Yato nishchalati?
Yeah. Būtent grąžinti savo nepastovios prigimties.
Oh, you got the translation without it? Okay. All right, good. So you may say, but my mind is so powerful, I just can't bring it under control. I try to bring it back, but it keeps running away again like a little naughty little child. It doesn't obey me. So then what to do? That answer is given by Rupa Goswami. It's a very wonderful verse by Rupa Goswami. Tunde tundavani ritin vitinute tundavali lamdaye karna karoda kadambani gatayate kunar budebjas priham cheta prangana sangani vijayate sravendriyanam kritim. No jane janita ki anvir amita krishne divan advai. He says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced.
Jis sako, aš neįsivaizduoju, kiek daug nektaro šitie du skiemenys Krishna gali suteikti.
Because when I chant the name Krishna, it dances within my mouth.
Nes kai aš kartoju vardą Krishna, jis šoka ant mano liežuvio.
And when that name is dancing in my mouth, oh, I want to have many, many mouths.
Ir kai jis šoka mano burnoje, aš noriu turėti daug, daug, daug burnų.
And when those wonderful names enter the holes of my ears, I desire millions of ears. And when those names are dancing in the courtyard of my heart, my mind becomes completely conquered. And I am stunned in a state of wonder. I'm in a state of trance. Completely amazed by the holy name. So, if you have a hard time controlling your mind, all you have to do is dive deep into Nama Rasa. If you're not getting the nectar and your mind is wandering, go deeper into the name. And if your mind is still wandering, go even deeper. And finally, you will get so deep into the name that your mind will become completely conquered. So how do you go deep into the name? There's a special program that Prabhupada gave us, how to get your mind to go deep into the name. You know that program? It's called Japa. And Kirtan. Both. So every time there is Japa, every time there is Kirtan, go into a state of meditation. Go meditate intensely on that sound vibration and go deeper, 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 deeper into that sound vibration. By doing that, all your anxieties will go away. You just have to get attached to the name. That's all you have to do. Everything else will come. Any other questions? Questions, Marv? Question or comment?
Question.
All right.
Forgot
it. You should keep a piece of paper. You can write down your question.
Ten paminė, kad Krishna yra kažkur tai nevaldė, ten Prabhupada pakėlė. Galim paklausti, tai kur Krishna, ar gale, ar pačioj, ar vidury? Jis pagalvoja, susimąstė, suprato, sako, Prabhupada yra visas vardas, Krishna vardas. Tai kaip mums tai suprasti, kaip mes, pažiūrėjai, Mortas minėjo, ką reikia sumastruoti. Nes kol mes esam susiliguoti, tai visą reiką patas nuės. Ten, kur plaukit po visą statą, vis pasakyti, kaip Prabhupada sakydavo, iš baruos. Tai kaip mes ten protas, mes tą protą, kad turim tvirtai laikyti, kai jisai neišbėgtų. Kaip? Padaryti.
How to keep the mind strong when you not go away when you're chanting?
How to keep it strong so it doesn't go away when you're chanting? Just got to go deeper into the name. The best thing is to chant before sunrise. Don't sleep through Mangalarti. Hari Bolananda Prabhu. Get up for Mangalarti. Then after Mang, go to observe Tulsi worship and then chant. That early morning time is so wonderful for chanting. You can always take a nap later on if you're sleepy. The normal objective, you take a nap. But get up during even if it's an austerity, get up for Mangalarti and chant during after the Tulsi worship, before the sunrise. It's such a wonderful time. It's so easy to go deep into the name at that time.
Bet padarykit tokį skėzį, įsikelkit anksti ir po tūlos įgarbimo kartokit šventus vardus iki saulį padėgą, nes tuo metu taip lengva pasinerti šventą vardą.
It is called Brahma Muhurta.
Tai vadinama Brahma Muhurta.
At that time of day, the modes of material nature will help you to chant.
Ir tuo metu materialis gamtos gunas padės jums kartoti.
If you wait till later in the day, you have to fight against the modes to chant. So rise early in the morning and chant in the early morning hours. Then the modes will help you to chant. Any other questions? Yeah.
Minimum
What is the minimum of sense gratification to keep our body healthy? How to know this minimum?
Well, that one man's food is another man's poison.
Vienas žmogaus maistas, kito nuodai.
You have to judge by your own honest desire to become Krishna conscious.
You
have to see how much eating and sleeping you require to stay healthy and energized. And that much you should take. If you eat too much, then you cannot digest it very easily. You become sick. So one has to just eat what they require and sleep what they require. There's no standard rule that applies to all devotees. Each individual has to judge by their own bodily needs.
Somebody needs big car and big house, and somebody can live outside.
A house sort of requires a house. Brahmachari doesn't require a house. Some people, because they're used to living in a big, some person from a wealthy family, they're accustomed to living in a comfortable house. They may require that just to, so their mind is not disturbed. And someone may be accustomed to living in a very simple way, so they don't require some big, big facility.
But isn't it a rich man who needs a big house can also make that as a temple and invite people and do it like that?
Yeah, so if a wealthy man has a big, huge mansion, then he can make turn it into a Namahat center. Make a beautiful altar, beautiful opulent altar, and have nice aartis and nice feasting, and invite everyone for kirtan. Prabhupada says, "Live comfortably, but don't live extravagantly." Whatever one needs for their basic comforts. It's not that we have to turn off the heat and in the winter and take, you know, have to take cold showers in the winter. It's not required. One can live comfortably. But not that we have to live extravagantly. I have to have a big fancy bed with four poster bed, you know, with a canopy hanging on top of it to sleep in at night. You see? Don't treat yourself like you're Krishna. Take a position as Krishna's servant, you see. Then it'll be proper.
Jeigu, tarkim, norint gyvenimą turėti, minimaliai, tarkim, to pragyvenimą, bet matai, kad tu turi vis tiek viską atiduoti visą savo laiką tam. Tai geriau užsimti vis tiek tuo, ar ta prasme geriau tada iš vis nieko neturėti. Jeigu tau užima tai daug laiko vis tiek net minimaliam, tarkim, kažkokiam buičiai kažkokiai, tarkim, ar tam pragyvenimui, ar...
Even for a simple life, I need spend all my time. So I should strive for this simple life, or should I live very, very simple?
She says even simple life, she has to work so hard to maintain a simple life. Yeah. Well, so what's the question then?
Klaus,
what to do?
Ar ta prasme,
simpler,
or she should work harder for that? Ar nieko nedaryt, ar daryt, ar vis tiek ką daryt?
So should I work hard or what to do?
Well, one should live as simply as possible so one will not have to work as hard. That's intelligent.
Intelektualu yra gyventi kiek įmanoma paprasčiau, kad nereikia tiek daug dirbti.
The problem of the modern day society is even for simple living they force you to work hard. That's the problem.
Didžiulė problema, kad modernioje visuomenėje, kad net paprastam pragyvenimui reikia labai daug dirbti.
So, whatever situation you're in, try to simplify it as much as you possibly can.
Kad tai kokia situacija bebūtų, stengtis kiek įmanoma ją supaprastinti.
And show Krishna that you're sincere about being his devotee. By chanting
16
good rounds every day at least. By getting initiated by a bona fide spiritual master. So Krishna that you want pure bhakti and that's all you really want in life. He can make it, then he can easily arrange your life so you don't have to work so hard. He has unlimited money. Krishna has unlimited money. He can give you millions of, what do you call it, litas? Millions of litas within a minute. So you don't have to work hard. But you have to show him that you have no desire except for bhakti. You're not interested in sense gratification. So, if I'm still attached to sense gratification, then Krishna will force me to work very hard. But if I become detached from sense gratification, then my life can become very easy for the material necessities. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 22, Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryapasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogacemam vaham yaham. To those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they like.
9:22 tekstas. Tačiau tiems, kurie visą su ypatingu pasiaukojimu garbina mane, medituoja mano transcendentinį pavidalą, aš suteikiu viską, ko jiems trūksta ir saugau tai, ką jie turi.
That means if you have no desire except to serve Krishna, then he'll give you everything you need. He will personally provide every one of your necessities. If you have no desire except to serve him. Someone may say, well, I want to be a devotee. Why do I have to work so hard? The trouble is, we want to be a devotee, but we still attach to sense gratification. That's the problem. We have mixed desires, the devotee and sense. We want both, devotee and sense gratification. Therefore, we have to work hard. But if we can give up that desire for sense gratification, and only desire Krishna bhakti and nothing else, then all of our necessities will come, even without hard work. Of course, we will work hard for Krishna. Working hard for Krishna, that is the joy of the devotee. He wants to serve Krishna from 4 a.m. in the morning till 10 o'clock at night every day, 7 days a week. Devotee works harder than karmi. He works from 4 in the morning till 10 at night. How many hours is that? That's 12 plus. What's the 6 times? That's 18. He works 18 hours a day for Krishna. You see, 7 days a week with no vacation. 18 hours of work every day. And he takes it as the greatest happiness. You see. But he doesn't have to work like an ass, like a beast of burden. He works like a paramahamsa, a swan, you see, for Krishna. So simply have that desire to Be Krishna's pure devotee.
Tiesiog turėkite tą troškimą tapti tyru Krishna susidavusiu.
And you'll be amazed at how he makes it so easy for you.
Nustebsit, kaip paprasta viskas bus.
I was working in a corporation. Well, I had a regular job many years ago.
Prieš daug metų aš turėjau darbą.
As a computer programmer.
Kaip kompiuterio programuotojas.
But I had a desire to preach instead.
Bet vietoj to norėjau pamokslauti.
I was thinking, well, there's so many computer programmers in the world. How many preachers are there? You see, the world has a much greater need for Krishna conscious preachers than it does for computer programmers. So Krishna gave me the opportunity to become a full-time preacher, and I took it. But I'm working harder now than I did as a computer programmer.
Nors aš dabar dirbu daugiau negu kai buvau programuotojas.
But I'm loving every minute of it.
Bet aš myliu kiekvieną tą minutę.
I didn't like working as a computer programmer.
Man nepatiko kai buvau programuotojas.
But I love being doing this what I'm doing now.
Bet aš taip mėgstu tai, ką darau dabar.
So if you have desire to not work like a beast of burden,
bet jeigu turite troškimo nedirbti,
Krishna can facilitate you.
Krishna duos galimybes.
If you want to give your full-time service to his movement, he can facilitate you. Simply you have desire only bhakti, no sense gratification. So what do you do now? You're working a job? You're unemployed? You're a housewife?
Yes.
This is your husband? Oh. Oh, I hope very nice. So you now you have full facility. Your husband is maintaining you. You have full facility for bhakti. What is the difficulty?
Labai sunku koncentruotis į Krishna šventą vardą, tarkim, jeigu tu esi ir nesusitapatins yra su kūnu, jeigu tarkim yra kažkas didas ar kažkas tokio, jeigu kūnas serga, kaip tada irgi.
Sometimes when body has a problem, it's quite hard to concentrate on Krishna.
Does anybody here have a body that is free of problems?
Ar kas nors turi kokį nors kūną, kuris neturi jokių problemų?
All of us have bodies with problems.
Visų kūnų turi problemas.
Every one of us has problematic bodies.
Visi turi problematiškus kūnus.
Body means problems.
Kūnas reiškia problemas.
Therefore, Krishna, problema in Lithuanian?
Problema. Yeah.
Everyone has, body means problema, you see.
Kūnas reiškia problema.
So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Matrasparshas 2.14, Matrasparshash Tukonteya Shitosna Sukadukada Agamapayano Nityash Tangstatakshashva Bharata. The non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons. One must learn to tolerate them, therefore, O Sayana Bharata, without being disturbed.
O Kunti sūnau, laimė ir kančia pasirodo trumpam ir ilgai išnyksta taip, kaip keičiasi žiemos ir vasaros. Šios pojūčios sukelia jūsinis patyrimas abarato saini ir reikia mokytis netrikdamai jos pakęsti.
So Krishna has blessed you with a Krishna conscious husband. You're so fortunate.
Kad Krishna jūs palaimino turėti Krishna sąmonės vyrą, jūs tokia esi sėkminga.
So whatever bodily, whatever impediments your body places in your pathway, you have to tolerate that. That's your previous karma.
Kad ir kokias problemas duotų jūsų kūnas, jūs turite tai toleruoti, nes yra jūsų praeities karma.
So whatever energy you have, you use that for Krishna.
O tą energiją, kurią turit, panaudokit Krishna.
Then Krishna can give you more energy.
Krishna duos daugiau energijos.
Sooner or later, all of us, our bodies will be finished, we'll be lying on our deathbeds. Every one of us will come to that point. Even the young child, someday he'll be an old man lying on his deathbed.
Net jaunas vaikinas, jisai gulės, jaunas vaikas gulės mirties patale.
So, Krishna consciousness means make the best use of a bad bargain. That's all.
Taip, Krishna sąmonė reiškia padaryti geriausia, ką galit iš blogiausio.
Whatever bodily problems may be there, you just have to tolerate them and go on serving Krishna to the best of your ability.
Ir kokios bėdos duotų kūnas, jūs reikia stengtis tarnauti geriausiai, kaip galim pagal esamas galimybės.
What more you can do?
Ką daugiau galim padaryti?
You have to qualify yourself not how to not get another material body. That's the point.
Reikia kvalifikuoti save taip, kad negauti kito kūno.
So you're finding this material body to be a problem? Problema?
Yeah.
So qualify yourself how to get a spiritual body. Chant at least 16 rounds of japa mala daily. Follow the regulated principles. Take diksha from a bona fide spiritual master. And this way qualify yourself for a spiritual body. And then you won't have to be tortured by a material body ever again. So any other questions? Does that answer your question? Okay, very good. Any other? Yes.
You are traveling all around the world, and maybe illusory energy is different in different places. So, what is specific in Baltic countries?
Yes, there is Lithuanian Maya, there is Latvian Maya.
Lietuviška Maya, Latviška Maya.
American Maya.
Amerikietiška Maya.
But all the Maya is actually the same.
Visa Maya ta pati.
Beautiful women.
Gražios moteris.
Intoxication.
Intoxikacijos.
Food.
Maistas.
You know, money. Whether it's a lati or a lita or a dollar or a euro, it's, you know, it's still material desire, material love.
Liti, lati, doleri, centas pas materialus troškimus.
It's the same thing all over the world.
Visur tas pats.
It may be appear to be different, but it's the same thing. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. What's the difference between Lithuanian eating and Latvian eating? What's the difference between Lithuanian mating and Latvian mating? It's the same animalistic activities. So actually all sense gratification is the same. Wherever we go, we see everyone's entangled in sense gratification. The Americans, the French, the Germans, everyone. And there is one mantra to save all of them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next question.
What is the relation between becoming perfect in chanting mantra and getting diksha?
The
relation
between
becoming perfect in chanting
and
diksha.
Oh, diksha. Diksha is simply just like when you want to earn a PhD degree and become expert in a field of knowledge, you enroll in the university.
Kaip jūs norite tapti daktaru ir tapti kvalifikuotu specialistu, jūs įstojate į universitetą.
So diksha is not the perfection. It simply means you're formally registering in the process now under the guidance of the spiritual professor, the spiritual master.
Tad iniciacija reiškia, kad jūs formuliai pradėjote tobulėti kažką sąmonį.
Diksha means initiation or beginning.
Diksha reiškia pradžia.
Now you have formally begun the process of becoming a pure bhakta. That is diksha.
jūs formaliai pradėjote procesą, kad tapti tyru bhakta.
It doesn't mean that now you're a pure devotee, no.
Tai nereiškia, kad jūs esate tyras atsidavęs.
But it means now you've begun the process of becoming the pure devotee.
Tai reiškia, kad jūs pradėjote procesą, kad tapti tyru atsidavusiu.
You've made a serious commitment to try to become a pure devotee now under the spiritual master's instructions.
Tai reiškia, kad jūs padarėte stiprų nusiteikimą tapti tyru atsidavusiu, padedant dvasiniam mokytojui. But it is possible to become perfect in chanting and not taking diksha.
So, when they say, well, I'll just chant, I don't really want to have a guru because I'm not really to surrender to guru, I'm just going to surrender to Krishna in the form of his name and that's okay.
Galima sakyti, kad aš tiesiog kartuosiu šventą vardą, bet aš nenoriu atsiduoti dvasiniam mokytojui, aš geriau atsiduosiu Krishnai.
But what is the third offense against the holy name?
Koks yra įžeidimas šventam vardui, trečias?
To disobey the order of the spiritual master. So that means, unless you have a guru, your chanting will never be perfect, because you have to obey guru's order to be a perfect chanter.
Trečias įžeidimas yra nevykdyti guru nurodymų, tad jeigu jūs nepriimate iniciacijos, aš įžeidžiu šventą vardą.
So no, diksha is required. You'll never become perfect the chanter without having a guru.
Never.
You can chant, but you'll never become perfect in chanting. It's only by the grace of Guru that you can make spiritual progress. We sing that every morning in the Gravastikam prayers. Yasya prasadan bhagavat prasado yasya prasadan agati kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benedictions of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, nobody makes any advancement. So if you don't have guru, you're not going to advance. So if you don't have guru, you should qualify yourself to get a guru and become disciple. It's essential on the pathway. Absolutely required. When you're serious about becoming a pure devotee, then you must seek out a bona fide spiritual master. Any other questions? Mataji has reminded me, Prabhupada gives a very nice example. There are two types of dogs, anatta and sadnatta. Prabhupada gives this example. Sadnatta means a dog that has a master.
Sanata reiškia šuo, kuris turi šeimininką.
See, natta means master, sa means with. Sanata means with a master.
Natta reiškia šeimininką, sa reiškia su. Tai sanata reiškia su šeimininku.
And then there's anatta means without a master.
Anatta reiškia be šeimininko.
So, how many of you have been to India?
Kiek iš jūsų buvo Indijoje?
Have you seen the dogs in Vrindavan that don't have masters?
Ar matėte šunis, kurie neturi savo šeimininko?
They're horrible, aren't they?
Tragiška situacija.
Sabaka.
Sabaka.
Huh? Yeah, but they understand Russian. Sabaka. Those sabakas that don't have master, they're in a very, very horrible position.
Tie šunis, kurie neturi šeimininko, labai baisioje situacijoje.
They're very lean and thin. They have skin disease, all their hair falls off their body, they're like little skeletons. It's horrible to see. Oh, it's horrible to see them. And how many of you been to India? You've been to Juhu Beach in Mumbai, Juhu Beach. Anyone seen Juhu Beach? Oh, all the rich men walk, you see. The movie stars and the millionaires, they go for their morning walk on Juhu Beach. With their dogs. And those dogs who have masters, they are stout and strong. They are jolly dogs. So the dogs with masters, they're very nicely situated. They're stout, strong, and jolly. And the dogs without master, they're lean and thin. They have wounds all over their bodies. It's horrible to see. So therefore, we have to have guru, we have to have master. Otherwise, we are simply street dog. So therefore, you should become very serious to become a pure devotee. And you should seek a guru, a bona fide spiritual master, and take shelter of him by initiation, diksha. Dedicate your life fully to carrying out his instructions. In this way you will become very happy in Krishna consciousness. Are there any other questions? Everyone's satisfied now? Everyone's happy?
Yes.
Yes, very good. Anybody unhappy? So that's it. The question's finished. I can go back to Riga now. I'm supposed to give the Sunday feast lecture in Riga today. So if there's no questions, I can go then. Want me to stay longer? Then you have to ask questions. Otherwise I can go now. Alright.
Can you share some stories about your preaching, how you are traveling and meeting many people and preaching?
What should we tell them, Manaji?
I don't know. There's so many things.
Yeah, I just went to Radhadesh. I gave a mini course on Uttama Bhakti, pure devotional service. It was wonderful. For 2 days, I gave 6 hour-and-a-half seminars. 2 days of seminar on pure devotional service. That was very enlivening.
Radhadeshi, aš daviau dviejų dienų seminarą, 6 paskaitų apie tyrą sėdimo tarnybą. Man tai labai patiko.
That was nice. And then now we're doing, from here we're going to back to the US for 2.5 weeks, and then we're going to South Africa.
Greitai mes važiuosime į Ameriką, paskui į Afriką.
And then we're going to Mauritius, which is an island off of Africa with a Hindu majority population. And then from there we're going to Malaysia, where I have some disciples and also aspiring disciples. And from there we go to Australia.
China.
Huh? What is it?
Next year you're going to China.
Oh yeah, next year we're going to China. And we'll go to Malaysia. In 2011 we'll go to Malaysia and we'll go to China also. I have 2 college students there who are taking a lot of instructions from me via the internet.
Koledžo studentus, kurie per internetą ima iš manęs labai daug nurodymų.
Yechen Zhang and Ju Hun Dui. They're both very nice college students.
Labai nuostabus koledžo studentai.
And they send me, they write me many emails, and I'm guiding them via the internet. So we're going to go to, was it Chongqing, China, and meet these students. There's no temple there. They're just going to school. They found me on the internet. So we will go there and stay in some hotel, and then they come to the hotel and we'll train them in the hotel room in Krishna consciousness. Also, I'm preaching now in South America as well. I go to Argentina. I have a very nice disciple there named Devadeva. He made a wonderful book from my internet course. He made one book and translated it into Spanish. A wonderful book with color photographs and everything. A very wonderful book he's made, and he distributed there. We also preach in Chile, Santiago, Chile, where they just had the big earthquake. We go there regularly and preach. I have a college student there who wants to become my disciple. So in many places we are going and preaching and finding wonderful, wonderful results. But especially we like Lithuania, because you all receive us so wonderfully here in Lithuania. This is the third year in a row my Vyasa Puja will be in Kaunas. My Vyasa Puja. Third or fourth year. Third year in a row my Vyasa Puja will be in Kaunas. Because you all have such... You receive me with so much love. I'm captured by your love. So any other questions? All right then. We'll stop here. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.